I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are celebrating a landslide victory in national elections in India. The Congress Party now has 262 seats in Parliament, a near majority. While the secular government is good news for Christians, it doesn't mean persecution against Christians will end. Serve India's Ebenezer Samuel says this is actually causing growth in ministry and producing new fruit.
We had 300 pastors in December, but now we have 430. And some of them are in the states where there's a lot of persecution going on.
Next, Wycliffe Associates is launching an 8-language outreach in South Asia called Project Storyteller. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says their team is translating the stories of redemption in the Bible. Sharing the gospel orally gets around literacy issues in a culturally sensitive way. It also is less likely to subject the storyteller to persecution. Smith says it won't stop there.
Project overall is going to be a couple of years in length. From start to finish, we're trusting it'll transition then into strict scripture translation in that arena as well.
If you want specifics on prayer needs or funding, we have more details at our website. And prayer vigils are popping up across the United States this week in honor of National Foster Care Awareness Month. Bethany Christian Services is encouraging people to pray for the 500,000 foster children in the U.S. Incorporate a vigil into your existing Bible study or lunch with coworkers. It doesn't have to be a formal gathering. You could also join a registered vigil near you on Bethany's website, where you can find foster care statistics and specific struggles in need of prayer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering a copy of the book Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.